This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
One of Chattanooga's newest residents is bringing a new sound to the scenic city. Well, maybe not quite a new sound. Ron Moore is a tribute artist with a singing voice almost everyone will recognize.
Wise men say only fools run.
It started quite by accident in 2003. My wife suggested that I sing at the world's largest Elvis festival in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. She said, why don't you just go ahead and do it, and just for fun? So I did, and my very first song was for 25,000 people. I sang a song called I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and the reaction of the people was remarkable. The next day I had a venue, and it was 45 minutes long. People were up on their chairs and tables, and they didn't want me to leave, and it just went on. And after that, we sat out in the parking lot and kind of looked at each other and said, what's going on here? So then we started to test the water a little bit, did some small shows. We did things like nursing homes and community events and that, and people really liked what I did, and then they started hiring me, and one thing led to another, and I've been professional, full-time Elvis tribute artist for the past 4 years now.
Part of being an Elvis tribute artist is looking the part, but it's not always sequins and jumpsuits for Ron.
I wear the costumes relative to the eras that I'm singing. When I do a show, I do right from the 50s right through to the 70s. So I wear costumes relative to it. I'll do the gold lamé jacket. I'll wear a white jacket and black pants look formal for some of the movie songs. I wear a white suit for the gospel songs. And grudgingly, I do wear one of the jumpsuits for some of the Vegas material. There's a funny story attached to that, because when Lois and I were talking about the possibility of me singing full-time, I said, well, okay, there's two things I won't do. I won't grow sideburns, and I will never wear a jumpsuit. Well, as you can see, I've got the sideburns. And the jumpsuit sort of happened because I entered a contest. I won the contest, and you know what the first prize was? A custom-made, custom-tailored jumpsuit. So I think the good Lord had a sense of humor there and thought he had stuffed this little guy into a jumpsuit and make people smile a little bit. So I do wear the jumpsuit occasionally.
Ron Moore is currently involved with a documentary project. A film crew will be following Ron around as he follows a path deep into the roots of Elvis and his music.
I was chosen to star or headline in a 3-hour television documentary about the spiritual quest of Elvis. The working title right now is actually called The Church of Elvis. It'll probably change, but what they're looking at and investigating is all the various aspects of Elvis's life from a spiritual standpoint. And I have been chosen because they like my voice and sort of parallel what he did. And when I say that, they're filming me as an Elvis tribute artist and following us for 21 days of filming. We just got back from Las Vegas. We were in Tupelo, Mississippi. Next week we're going to Memphis for a 4-day shoot there. I'm going to be recording at Sun Studios and doing the whole Memphis thing. And then we'll be doing Nashville and then filming for 3 days in Canada. It's pretty exciting. The ability to be able to talk about Elvis's spiritual walk is really exciting to me too, because I firmly believe that his true roots of his music and of who Elvis is began in that little church in Tupelo, Mississippi. He always loved his gospel music. That's a well-known thing, but I'm finding out more and more from people who actually knew him how deeply rooted he was in that gospel music and in his personal beliefs. Now, he explored other areas of religiosity, etc., but he never left his roots, which were founded on the basic biblical principles.
The documentary will present 3 1-hour segments and probably air in January 2011. One of the shows that will be taped as part of the documentary is a tribute to the King benefit show later this month in Chattanooga.
Friday, May the 21st, we're bringing in Elvis's original backup group known as the Jordanaires. Now, everybody who knows Elvis has certainly heard of the Jordanaires. And there are two original members of the Jordanaires still in the group, Ray Walker and Gordon Stokes. They're still going pretty strong, but this is probably the one and only time that you'll hear them in Chattanooga. So this is a real opportunity for Elvis fans who knew him back in the day and remember the Jordanaires to actually see and hear two of the guys who actually sang with Elvis on hundreds of songs and were on the Ed Sullivan Show with them and toured with them and that. It's a real honor for me to be able to have them back me up and sing with me because they don't do that very often. They like my voice, they like what I do, and they said, okay, we'll work with you on that. And as far as the benefit is concerned, City of Chattanooga has an Arts and Culture Children's Initiative. We are trying to raise capital for that and raise awareness for what they do as a project. They're helping kids, and I love that. There's another benefit associated with it, too, and that is a horse therapy program. We're trying to help out some kids and at least get the word out that these exist and try to encourage people to support them.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you and I'll.
A Tribute to the King, a benefit show, will be May 21st at the Choo Choo Centennial Theater. Part of the proceeds from the concert will go to benefit the Unbroken Youth Initiative, engaging youth in communities across the city to build literacy and address social issues through the arts, and also benefiting Eagles Rest Ranch Horse Therapy Program. Tickets are available through www.tix.com. Follow the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.